Meseches Peah, Perek Hey, Mishneh Hey, 5-5. This Mishnah has two separate cases. The first case is Hamachlif Im Ha'aniyim, if one exchanges his regular produce with an ani, with a portion that came from a poor person, meaning he exchanges his bundle of wheat for a poor person's bundle of leket, or shech, or peah, bishalo pator, that which he ends up with from the ani, since it started out being one of the matanos la'aniyim, started out being peah, leket, or shecha, so those things are exempt from tithing, and therefore he, what he's received, is pator, is exempt from further tithes. Uvishalach aniyim, but what the aniyim end up with, meaning what was his as tevel, regular produce, that he gives in exchange for the peah, leket, shecha to the poor person, that is still chayev in proper hafrashos. And moreover, the person who has to do the hafrashos is the Baal HaBayis, the person who is doing the exchange. So he must tithe it prior to giving the Ani his Teva wheat, so that the Ani gets a gift free and clear in exchange for the Ani's gift of Peah Leket or Shecha. The mission now continues with a new case. It's addressing the issue that if a person has ownership of a field, but he's still an Ani, he's a poor person, so he still isn't eligible to take his own field, Peah Leket or Shecha, or Maaser Ani. He has to give it to another Ani. So the Mishnah here deals with a case where you have people who have some kind of ownership in a field, and yet they are Aniyim, that they can enter into sort of like a trade, a quid pro quo, one with the other, to exchange their gifts to the poor. And here we see the Mishnah says inside, Shnaim shekiblu es asada barisos. If you have two poor people, and they together accept upon themselves to be sharecroppers in this field. A rhesus, which is sharecropping, means that the worker goes into a sort of partnership with the owner of the field, and the field owner has the capital, and the worker, the sharecropper, the aris, provides the labor of doing all the cultivation and harvesting of the field in exchange for a fixed percentage of the field's yield. That is to say, the aris, the sharecropper, says, I'll take care of your field for you, and in exchange for, let's say, a half or a third or a quarter of all that comes off the field. This is a, so to speak, more fair arrangement, in as much as if it's a bad year, the sharecropper doesn't get destroyed. In contrast to, say, a tenant farmer who pays rent for harvesting the field, paying a fixed amount of rent in the form of harvest, in a bad year, he can, of course, be crushed. In any case, this is a rhesus, so a sharecropper. And since he's a sharecropper and entitled to a fixed percentage of the yield, he's considered to be a partial owner in the field. And since he's a partial owner, he himself is ineligible to collect the various matanos la'aniyim from that field. Even though he is an ani, he can't take it from the field that he owns. He'd only be able to give it to another ani, and he could take from that other ani's field the gifts. And therefore, here, you have two poor people that are acting as sharecroppers, so they can enter into a sort of barter in which ze nosen leze chelko meiser ani, veze nosen leze chelko meiser ani. Each one can agree to exchange the meiser ani that he gets from his field to give to the other one, and vice versa as an exchange. The point of the mission is, it may look sort of fishy or like doing business with meiser ani, and which is certainly not allowed, it has to be given as a gift to an ani. However, it is allowed to sort of make this quid pro quo relationship. That's acceptable because each ani is giving to another ani, and the rules by Maaser Ani is that you are allowed to give it to the ani of your choice. So that's okay over here. The same rule would sort of apply to Peah Leket and Shecha, but there one is Ozev. He sort of just abandons the gifts to the poor and doesn't like choose a particular ani. It's sort of open to whichever ani takes the Peah Leket or Shecha. So we don't use that in his example, but indeed it would be true that one ani can go collect from the other ani's peah and vice versa. That's also true. The Mishnah continues on, Hamakabel sada liktzor. If a person acts as a kablan is like an independent contractor. So he contracts to do the katsira, the reaping of the field. So he's not cultivating year-round, not living there as a tenant farmer or a sharecropper. He's just like a perhaps an independent contractor, like a migrant worker or something, who's undertaking to, for a fee in terms of paid in food, he agrees to harvest this field. That independent contractor, the Makabel, is Aser Beleket Shecho Peah U'Maaser Ani. He is not allowed to participate and take the leket shicha peor maisha ani from that field, because he's considered to be a partial owner in the field, and therefore disallowed to take from his own fields matanos laniyim. Rabbi Yehuda, a masai, Rabbi Yehuda chimes in here, and as I explained in the previous Mishnah, and when Rabbi Yehuda chimes in saying Amasai, when does this apply? He's coming not to argue, but to clarify the Pshat in the Mishnah, as the Gemara in Erevin Pebe says. And here what's happening is he says, Amasai, when is it true that the Makabel, the independent contractor, cannot take Leket, Shech, or Peya, or Maestro Ani from the field that he's working? Bizman, Shekibo, Memeno, Lemechta, Lishlish, Vilarevia. If the deal was that the independent contractor, the Makabel, says, I will work your field in exchange for a half, a third, or a quarter of the yield. Avol im amarlo, if the deal from the outset was shlish mashaata kotzer shalach, the owner of the field says to this contractor, a third of what you harvest will become yours, is yours, meaning it becomes yours after the harvest happens. So then he's not considered to be an owner in the field in any way. So he is mutter beleket v'shechu v'peya. He can participate in the collection of the leket shechu v'peya in that field. But v'asur b'maisar ani, he may not keep the maisar ani for himself, because maisar ani is only obligated once the reaping has happened. And once the reaping has happened already, so the part that he gets is his, and he may not take maisar ani from his own produce. He has to give it to another ani.